This hour is sponsored by Debt Free for Good.
I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. We're watching the radar right now. If weather breaks, we break in immediately.
Here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And I'm Dayton's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. You're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend.
Good afternoon, Dayton. Welcome back to another episode of Debt Free for Good. And I'm excited because here in the studio this week, we have Kyle, Ashley, and Jeremy, the founders, the owners, the whole people that put this thing together and make it run here in Dayton, helping everybody get out of debt, stay out of debt, and change their family trees. And pumped up to be in the studio with you guys today. And today we are going to talk about really why the heck you should care. We're even on the radio, but more importantly, why you should care about debt. It just seems like such a thing that we just let exist in our lives, and we just need to stop letting it exist. That's ridiculous. So, Kyle, go ahead and kick it off for us.
Well, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate that. And what we want to talk about today is just simply from the aspect of why you should care is it might not be something that you care about, but there's a lot of other people do that, or there's a lot of other people that are going to care too. So if debt isn't something that personally impacts you a lot, you might be somebody, you might be at a point in your life where you might be retired from working, you might be debt free, you might have plenty of money sitting around that you can do the things you want to do with life. But I'd be willing to bet you've got people you know, maybe your kids or your grandkids, that what we do will have a huge impact on. And that's just some of what we want to touch on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, it's funny, we talk to a lot of people that have done a really good job of securing themselves financially. And for whatever reason, they don't seem to, and I think it's probably they don't think about it, but I have kids. You have kids, Kyle. Ashley, you have kid.
Kid.
And sometimes you just take things for granted that your kids see what you're doing, and your kids mimic you. So you take for granted that your kids know how to do these things, and yet a lot of times we talk to people and we say, where did you learn what you learned about money? And a lot of times people just don't even know. They take these things for granted. They think you're supposed to do this. They think you're supposed to do this. And then all of a sudden they look around one day and they just go, wow, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. I'm in a heck of a mess and I need help.
Yeah, because like we had talked before the show, is who taught you about money?
Right.
And I know growing up, most of the things that I knew about money 10, 15 years ago came from my parents.
Right.
And it doesn't mean it's bad, but that's who I learned my financial advice from. And you probably took some from your parents. You probably took some from somebody else, and maybe you read a book or two. But a lot of individuals have never really had somebody sit down and really teach them how money and finance works. And I know I was put in a position years ago, or I won't say put in a position. I was in the position where I realized I had to learn this stuff myself.
Right.
And it's nothing negative about the people that were in my life because, you know, my mom and dad have always done the best they could with the knowledge they had. And they do okay for themselves.
Yeah, they do.
But I realized that if I wanted to know more about money and how it worked, I had to seek that out on my own.
Right. So let's look at the way that you learn things that are not money related. Chances are, if you're like most people, most of the history you know came from high school. You know, you took history in high school, and if you want to ask anybody about the indigenous people of Ohio, you know, they'll probably be able to mention, you know, we had some mound builders or things like that, or, you know, all the different things about Ohio that, you know, the airplane was actually invented here. I don't care what North Carolina says. But did they talk about money in your high school?
No, not at all. Well, actually, they did talk about money, but it was usually in regards to book fees and that kind of stuff. That was about it.
Right, right. So you learned how to get out of book fees early.
Yeah. And anytime there was a school levy coming up, they tended to talk about it a little more.
Right. So, you know, you learn about your basic math in high school. You learn about history in high school. You learn about English, and you read a disproportionate amount of Shakespeare in high school. But they don't talk about money. Now, if you're one of the people that went off to work right off of high school, like many of us did. You and I, Kyle, in particular, went and got a job right away. A lot of times people really just stop learning about most stuff altogether. There's a lot of people that never crack a book after high school. So, you know, they take the advice that they have that maybe their parents or their friends or maybe the HR representative at their job says, you know, put this much into a 401k because we have employee matching, and they just do it.
Yeah.
Because they don't know any better, and that's their version of a trusted advisor. And
that's what everybody else is doing.
Right, right. So that's what everybody else is doing. So let's just go ahead and do that. Whereas there's an enormous amount of information out there available for people that might give you pause to think about the things that you're just naturally assuming you should be doing with your money, especially debt. Especially debt, because I ask you folks out there, who taught you about your mortgage? Is it the guy that sold you your mortgage?
I've been through the mortgage experience multiple times, and I've never had anybody sit down and really explain to me what it was I was signing up for.
Right. What they explain to you is this is how much you need down, and this is how much you're paying per month.
And this is, and you're going to pay that for X amount of years. And
you go, wow, I can afford that.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, they go, hey, you know, you have a good credit score, so your interest rate is this. Or your credit score is okay, so your interest rate is that.
Right. And then you assume, wow, I'm only going to be paying, you know, 3.75%. That's amazing. Are you?
Yeah. And we had covered that a while back, the amortization schedule on a mortgage, that it's some really interesting math that it's very late in your mortgage that you're actually paying 3.75%.
Right. And so then you're like most people, you realize, okay, I can afford this. I can afford the monthly payment. Now, what about my car? Oh, my car is $375 a month. I can afford that.
Yeah.
Oh, my boat is this much per month. I can afford that. Then pretty soon you start getting down to a point where you go, oh, I need new tires for this car. Oh, my young man is a teenager now. I need to spend this much on groceries. I can't afford that. And that's where a lot of folks are when we get to them. And that's why today we want to kind of talk about that and help you if you feel like you have more month than money. Or if you feel like you would like to have a little bit more money at the end of the month, that's what we do. That's what we're here to help people with. We're here to help you free up money so that you can improve your lifestyle and not be stressed out about the debt that you have.
Yeah. And to not have to take that with you into retirement.
Yeah, because that's bad.
Yeah, carrying much debt at all into retirement, as a general rule, is just not going to work in your favor.
Well, if your retirement plan doesn't have a debt plan with it, you do not have a retirement plan.
Yeah, because part of your retirement plan is just simply paying back the debts that you currently have.
Right, and we talked about that in another episode where the amount of money that you have to have in retirement to be able to comfortably and sustainably pay a mortgage payment is shocking. And it's more money than most people, even that have planned well, have set aside for retirement.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I know as someone, I before I started working on debt and doing a lot of what we do now, I did a lot of work with retirees. And going into it, I just kind of assumed that a lot of people would be debt-free when they would get to retirement. And as I would sit down with folks and we would go over their individual situation and we'd talk about the concerns that they had, their worries, their concerns, what their goals, that kind of stuff in retirement, it was very shocking to me how many people still had debt. And originally, I mean, debt on a car was one thing, but still having a mortgage when you were 72 was something that just, it seemed very foreign to me.
Right. And a lot of people, and not that, you know, we're not judging anybody about that. That happens. That happens sometimes. But the thing that concerns me is when it's not a thing that happens, it's just a thing that people think is okay. You know, you may have owned and lived in that same house since 1968, and you still have a mortgage on it. You know, you've refied and refied and refied, and we know life happens.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just tragic to me when I think about that. Having to make a $1,000 house payment in retirement when you don't have a gigantic nest egg saved up, when you're essentially living on Social Security like so many Americans are. The average amount of money that an American has in retirement is $60,000, and that's the average.
And that's when they're going into retirement.
Right. And what that means, averages are funny, because for all the people that you and I have worked with, Kyle, how many of those people actually had $60,000?
Exactly 60,000. It's incredibly small. But yeah. even when you're talking close to 60,000, mm-hmm. between 50 and 70, mm-hmm. it wasn't very many.
No.
In my experience, when I was working with the retirees, they usually had very little,
mm-hmm.
or they had well over that. And that's what you were kind of going with, is an average is just the midpoint between two extremes.
The reason that the average is 60,000 people is because there's quite a few people. I mean, not as many as I would like, with over 80% of the population in debt, but there's quite a few people that have quite a lot of money in their retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So when you average that out over most of the people I worked with back when, like you said, when we were working with people on their retirements, was right around $5,000. If they were doing all right, and I know you and I both spoke to a number of people that would have loved to have had $5,000.
Yeah. Having $5,000 would have made them feel awfully good.
It would have been more money in a single account than they ever had in their lifetime.
Possibly.
And the main culprit for that, the main reason that people, and probably people like yourself, have a hard time getting the money together to build up a critical mass for a comfortable retirement, is their debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. Is, I mean, I remember having these conversations with you, that it was difficult for me to see how many individuals would base things like what kind of Medicare plan they would have based on how much money they had, because they still had debts they were paying off. And we would go down, we would go over the different types of Medicare plans and options they had, and there was a difference between what they wanted versus what they could afford.
Right.
And unfortunately, I had to get to a point where I kind of had to gloss over myself, to where I couldn't, basically I had to develop a thick skin for it, because this was the reality of their situation. And what we want to do is help either you or your kids and grandkids avoid that.
Absolutely. And we're going to be talking about that when we come back on Debt Free for Good on WHIO AM 1290 and News 95.7.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
I'm Susan from Centerville.
And why Dr. Volk, Susan?
What prompted me to call was the fact that he could do this procedure of a mini implant in less than a day's time.
And the experience?
It exceeded my expectations. I'm a white-knuckle dental patient, and this was done so quickly and so smoothly, it just took me by surprise.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Open May 13th through December, the Air Force Museum Foundation presents a new exhibit, D-Day, Freedom from Above, as part of the D-Day events happening at the National Museum of the United States Air Force. For the first time, this event will be on display in the U.S., and it's the premiere of the Histopad, an interactive device that helps make the exhibit come to life. Use it to see inside aircraft, operate equipment, compare scenes to 1944, watch videos, and more. Celebrate the greatest generation for only $5.
See your new floor in our store today. Carpet Consultants has one of the area's largest showrooms with a huge in-stock inventory. Our staff can help with hardwood flooring, waterproof luxury vinyl plank and tile, ceramic tile, and pet-resistant carpeting. Carpet Consultants can help with no hype, no hassle, and no pressure. Locally owned, quality service, and value since 1989. Located 2 blocks west of I-75 on 725 by the water tower. Visit carpetconsultantsflooring.com.
Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness, and we are extending our offer for a free 30-day membership. That's right. You can still check us out free for 30 days with no purchase necessary. We have 8 locations with tons of equipment, rows of cardio, and group fitness classes. We also have free childcare and free tanning. You can even do your cardio in our movie theater. Also, most of our clubs are open 24 hours, so don't wait. Get your free 30-day membership by stopping in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Garage floors can be a mess with cracked concrete, puddles, stains, dirt that gets trapped inside. If I've just described your garage, you need Nature Stone. Don't try to paint. That's the same old junk and it won't work. Nature Stone is the solution. Backed by Russell's Promise, a true 100% unconditional warranty. Get your Nature Stone garage floor installed by the end of June and save up to 50% off. Schedule your free in-home estimate online at naturestone.com. And like my friend Mike Massetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
When the waves of retirement planning come crashing in, you need somewhere safe to go.
Hi, I'm Gary Sickles. Our team at Safe Harbor Retirement Group will guide you through those rough waters. Learn how to convert your IRA or 401k to tax-free income. This is a strategy you need to learn. Visit SafeHarborOH.com and schedule a complimentary strategy session with me, SafeHarborOH.com.
Assisted Living and Assisted Living Memory Care at St. Leonard provide personalized help, supportive services, and compassionate care in a professionally managed and carefully designed community setting. They're the perfect alternatives for seniors who can no longer live on their own. Come home to the St. Leonard campus in Centerville. Our caring staff provide services to meet your individual wants and needs, keeping dignity and independence as the focus. For more information, call Nikki at 583-6684 or visit homeishere.org.
Like your phone, but not your service? With Spectrum Mobile, you can keep your current phone and upgrade your network. Simply pick the data plan that's right for you. Pay for the data you use or choose unlimited for just $45 a month per line, all in. And talk and text are always free. Switching is easy. Go to spectrum.com/BYOD to learn more or to find a store near you. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply.
Rounds of showers and a few thunderstorms possible today with highs in the middle 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Wright-Eggs on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. This afternoon, you're listening to Debt Free for Good on AM 1290, News 95.7, and Jordan Connect here speaking. Before we took the break, we were talking about why you should care about being in debt or debt in general in your life. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is that all of this really, in my opinion, is a systemic issue that goes back a couple of generations within the United States. Ashley mentioned before the break, it's a mindset, and I completely agree. And my wife and I were on a walk earlier today kind of talking about something similar. And what this is that debt, in my opinion, honestly has little to do with money. It more has something to do with overcommittal. So things come up in your life and you say, yes, I'll do that, or yes, I'll do that, yes, I'll do that, and you overcommit. I'm sure a lot of you listening right now are agreeing, yeah, I know, I'm always agreeing to go do Tommy's soccer game, or I sign up for snacks, or I said I'd go to the parent-teacher conference, and I'm just exhausted. Well, that's what's happening with your finances. You're agreeing to say yes to things you don't need because you think you need them, but because you've said yes, you're stuck with them. Do you ever feel like a slave because you have these monthly payments you can't get away from? You have to go to work, not to live, but because you owe all these creditors. All of this kind of, in my opinion, stems from the fact that we did not talk about money growing up. And when I say we, I mean this country, the United States. Think of it like this. You know, most people have always heard money is the root of all evil.
Well, they take that verse completely out of context. It's actually the love of money is the root of all evil. Because if we're going to bring up Bible verses, one of them is Proverbs 13:22, which says, a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So don't take Bible verses out of context. What's actually happening is we've been taught to subconsciously think things are bad that we don't talk about. So when you grew up, there's certain things I'm sure that were in your household that mom and dad or whoever didn't talk about because it was taboo. And that's money is usually one of those. And it's because people don't know how to talk about money. So as you get older, money must be bad because we never talked about it growing up. Therefore, I don't want to learn about money because it must be a bad thing to learn about. So it gets you in this situation where you're no longer going to leave an inheritance to your children's children's children because of not necessarily ignorance, but because you honestly just don't know what you don't know. It's not like you're choosing to not learn about money. You don't know about it because it was never talked about. So subconsciously, you think it's bad. What do you guys think?
I completely agree. I'm actually looking at it from a little bit different angle. I think one of the reasons that money and finance is such a taboo subject to talk about is because a lot of it comes down to, for lack of a better phrase, is shame and guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a certain amount of shame and guilt in admitting, I don't know. And that is something that's very, very difficult for a lot of individuals, myself included at times, to admit that I don't know. And with something that is so important and so vital and so critical to our lives, it's really difficult to admit that I don't know how money works. I don't understand finance. And rather than having open and honest conversations with people, you'd rather just completely avoid the topic because you don't want people to know that you don't know.
Well, and conversely, there's also a lot of shame and guilt that people carry around with themselves when they feel guilty for doing well. You know, people hold people who do well financially to, I don't know, they almost treat them like they're bad guys. Like, how many times have you ever heard somebody say, I'd rather be happy than rich?
Yeah.
Well, do you pack your lunch or do you walk to school? The two have nothing to do with each other. You can be happy and broke. You can be happy and rich. You can be miserable and broke and miserable and rich. Exactly. They have nothing to do with each other. So why should you feel guilty? Why should you feel like, oh, I don't want to tell people that I'm doing well or that I know how to do this thing because I don't want them to hate me because I'm successful?
Well,
nonsense.
There's also the assumption that people that make good money understand money.
Right.
Just through our work, we found plenty of folks that make a lot of money, do really well in the earning category, that just simply don't understand how money works. And they're on the same plane. They're on the same level as so many other people, but it's even more shame and guilt for them.
And we'll talk about that when we come back on Debt Free for Good on WHIO AM 1290 News 95.7.
Before, during.
You need to be in your safe spot now.
And after the Memorial Day tornadoes.
It's just debris everywhere.
We've been here for you.
Unbelievable damage, Larry.
Keeping you and your family safe and informed. Here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
5 News, I'm Debbie Hanley. Democratic candidates hit Iowa, like Senators Bernie Sanders and Cory Booker and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Senator Sanders is now after McDonald's.
Today we say as loudly and clearly as we can to McDonald's, pay your workers a living wage, $15 an hour, and negotiate with a union. Yeah.
The Vermont senator is second in place in Iowa. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads all Democrats. President Trump says the U.S. and Mexico have a deal to avert tariffs. Republican Senator Ron Johnson applauds the president.
He's using tariffs as leverage in trade negotiations, and I think he used them as leverage in this situation brilliantly, quite honestly.
Johnson on Fox News Sunday. This is Fox News.
Now, the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. Trotwood police are investigating a shots fired incident in the 1500 block of Shiloh Springs Road. According to Montgomery County Regional Dispatch Center, police were originally dispatched on reports of an ex-boyfriend kicking in the door of an apartment and shooting himself. That man was transported to Miami Valley Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Franklin fire crews are telling us that a fire on Anderson Street from early this morning is likely a total loss. The fire was reported around 6:30 this morning, but luckily everyone in the house was able to make it out. Two people were taken to the hospital to be checked out, and scattered showers pepper the Miami Valley into the evening for your Sunday. It's 75 degrees in Urbana, it's 68 in Eaton, and 70 degrees in Dayton. You're never far from Dayton's top stories. I'm Kayla McLeod, WHIO, continuing news.
You hearing all that talk about climate change, Val?
Who hasn't, Jim?
Let me say this about that. I'm all for it.
Climate change.
Indeed.
You sure about that?
Some folks don't believe in it.
Some say they do.
And others say there's nothing we can do.
And you?
I know better.
Because?
We're in the climate change business.
Huh?
CJS Heating and Air.
Changes the climate.
Year round.
Wait.
We keep you cool all summer.
And in winter?
Keep you warm inside.
And you think?
It's climate change everyone can get behind.
But what about?
The planet?
There's that.
Thought I missed it.
Seemed that way.
Fact is, CJS replacement systems are highly efficient.
Using less fuel.
Which makes them
environmentally better.
Better for your budget, too.
Installed to last.
By our clean screen.
Trained in timely text.
You call, we come, it's fixed.
Guaranteed.
Right.
And I thought you were
kidding?
Yeah.
Not when it comes to taking care of our neighbors.
And our neighborhoods.
Because everything we do
is all about you.
That's one thing we'll never change.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
Together, we're CJS Heating and Air.
.com.
Hey, everybody. Sergeant Mark here. Well, it's summertime, and that means time to get those outside projects scheduled, including a fresh look to the outside of your house with a new paint job. My recommendation is call Serta Pro Painters today and get your free estimate so you can get a spot on the schedule, which, by the way, is filling up fast. I recommend Serta Pro Painters because I've used them on several projects at my own home, interior and exterior, and I have been thoroughly satisfied with the results. They are reliable, they take great pride in their work, and they are easy to work with. The estimate is free, it's very detailed. Call now, 1-800-GO-CERTA, 1-800-G-O-C-E-R-T-A. It's CERTA with a C. You can also schedule your free estimate online at CERTAPRO.com. Each CERTAPRO painter's business is independently owned and operated, so you're hiring people who are connected to our community. If you're a business owner, CERTAPRO painters also does commercial painting with minimal disruption to your business. CERTAPRO painters, we do painting, you do life.
What's inside your mattress affects its price, comfort, and durability. But most mattress manufacturers won't show you what's inside their products because they simply don't want you to know. How can you know if you're getting the best value if you don't know how your mattress is made? At the Original Mattress Factory, we believe that transparency is what's best for our customers. So we have open displays of each model in our showroom so you can see and feel the difference in our products. Visit one of our local Original Mattress Factory stores to see exactly what we're made of.
Not so long ago, all mattresses had two sides. And for a good reason. You can flip two-sided mattresses regularly, making them last longer than one-sided mattresses. So, what happened to two-sided mattresses? In an effort to cut costs, most mattress manufacturers cut their mattresses in half. For nearly three decades, the Original Mattress Factory has believed that building high-quality two-sided mattresses is the right thing to do. Visit us in one of our stores or at originalmattress.com to see how our products are built right and built to last.
Scattered showers around for the remainder of today, perhaps a few thunderstorms as well. No threat for severe weather, but downpours could lead to some minor flooding. Still rather muggy, a little bit cooler than yesterday with highs in the middle 70s. For tonight, some scattered showers linger, and we'll keep that chance around into your day on Monday as well. We wake up Monday morning, 68 degrees with highs in the middle 70s. Showers and storms will dwindle as we head into Monday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags on Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
This is Clark Howard here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
Welcome back this afternoon on Debt Free for Good. We are here in the Dayton Cox Media Group studio. And again, you're listening to WHIO's News 95.7 and 1290 AM. We're excited because today we're talking about why you should care about debt.
And just to lead us in this afternoon, I want to talk about generational wealth. So what is exactly does it mean to have generational wealth? Most people, they hear that and they think of somebody like Jeff Bezos or some super wealthy person, but it doesn't have to be that way. Kyle was saying something right during the break that realistically, it only takes a couple of tweaks to change your life to leave something. And when I say something, it doesn't necessarily have to be money, but something that impacts your kids, kids, kids. This could even be a mindset. You could be the person right now to break the cycle for your family tree and drastically impact your family for the better.
Yeah, like we'd said during the break, a lot of the folks that we have met with come to realize that it's not huge sweeping changes that they have to make. It's just small incremental adjustments that they need to make. And when you really come to think about it, that actually applies to an awful lot of different areas of your life. I mean, if you're trying to lose weight, typically it's not a ton of huge things. You just need to make a couple of small adjustments. And that's typically the way it is when we're talking to folks. They don't need to completely repaint the picture. We just need to touch up a couple of spots and show you how to do things a little bit differently here, a little bit differently there, and all of a sudden it drastically changes what you can do in the future. And, you know, Jordan, when you talked about generational wealth, I think one of the issues that a lot of individuals have is what the mental picture of the word wealth. When you think wealth, you're thinking of millions, if not billions of dollars. And I mean, that is wealth. But at the same time, there's an awful lot of individuals out there who have had their lives and their retirement significantly impacted just by having their parents leave them $50,000 or $100,000. It doesn't have to be huge sums of money. You don't have to leave your kids $10 million to drastically change what they can do financially for the next 30 or 40 years for themselves.
Well, it's funny you say that because one of my best friend's grandparents had about $1 million left over when he died. And I know $1 million is a ton of money. Okay, I get it when they pass away.
Just but that, a small.
Right. It's a lot of money, but it's also small depending on how you look at it. But a percentage of that $1 million was split and it was set up in his estate to leave it to the grandkids. Mm-hmm. Here's an example of that. He got $30,000 and he used that to help fund his law school. So let's say you don't have $1 million and you only have $30,000 that you leave to your grandkid to put them through school. That's generational wealth. That's what we mean when we define this. Even if it's $10,000, it's $5,000, it doesn't matter. Every little bit can help. But again, it doesn't always have to be money. It can be lessons that you've learned in your life. You may be listening to this radio show right now, 77, 78 years old, thinking, well, crap, I don't have any money to leave with anybody. So what am I going to do to change my family tree? There's a lot that you can do. You can tell stories. You can help relay to the next generation what it is that it means to understand finances, what it meant to go through, let's say, the Great Depression, or what your family had to go through to really build the life that they have. Because most people nowadays don't understand how difficult things were, you know, maybe 40, 50 years ago. There's a lot of different things you can do to create generational wealth.
Yeah. And I know there's been many times when I've sat down with my clients and when we're going through what they can accomplish just from sitting down and making a couple of small changes, one of the things I typically do is I just ask them, where would your parents be financially if they had learned what you have just learned 30 years ago?
Right.
And because I want people to sit there and think about that, because that's what happens generationally. And then I'll ask them, and I'm kind of giving away my secrets here, but I'll ask them, where would you be if your parents had learned this 30 years ago? How much different would your life be? And oh, by the way, right now is 30 years ago for your kids.
Right.
The things you're learning right now about how this stuff works and what you can do differently is going to impact your kids. You can take, I mean, I was well into my 30s before I started learning a lot of this stuff. And guess what? This is stuff that I get to teach my kids as they grow up. And I will teach them this kind of stuff as they grow up. And they're going to be so much better off at 35 than what I was, because I was able to pass along knowledge. I was able to give them not just knowledge, but wisdom to understand how this stuff works and how to actually use it to your benefit.
Well, and that's why it's so powerful. The knowledge, when it comes down to it, that's what we do. That's what we do with Debt Free for Good. We're educators. Mm-hmm. And when we pass that knowledge on to other people, and that's why especially, I know Kyle, you and I and Ashley as well, we love, love, love working with young people. It is so energizing to have some 19 or 20-year-old or 21-year-old come sit down with us, and we get to help them before they ever fall into any of the traps. And it is just so much fun. And these are people that if they went to other advisors would say, hey, kid, come back in 10 years. Go get a good job, come back in 10 years. And we tell them, here's a coffee, sit down, let's talk.
Exactly.
It's a lot of fun. And those same people are going to be able to retire at 40. If they do a good job, they're going to be able to retire at 40. They're going to have a good life. They're not going to fall for the same traps that these other people do, because realistically, and this is going to irritate some people, and I apologize if it does, but I can back it up. There is no bad paying job in this country right now. There are jobs that pay worse than others. There are people that have expenses that their job cannot keep up with. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate. And for a lot of people, that's reality that's very difficult to do. However, with just about any job, decent and above, you can put enough money aside to retire early.
It's true.
If you really have a plan. And it might mean a little bit of discomfort for a couple years, but probably not as much discomfort as you think. And you don't have to eat rice and beans for every meal. But you can do it. If you're 21 years old and you didn't go to college and you're of sound mental state and mind, you can go be a truck driver and retire at 40. You can absolutely do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs you can do. And that's one of the things we've had this conversation numerous times is, I mean, as much as we love people that go to college, there's an awful lot of professions you can do out there where you can make a good living without a college education or even with a 2-year degree.
Right. Or a certificate. And that's actually changing quite a bit. When we were in school, you had to go to college, go to college, go to college, go to college. Did you listen?
No, I didn't. I never went to college.
I didn't either. Do you regret it?
No.
Yeah.
There are some things. I mean, the social aspect of going to college would have been mm-hmm. kind of cool. But from the whole perspective of going to college, because I would have had to take on almost all the debt.
Yeah.
My mom and dad weren't financially able to pay my way through college. I would have had to take on all that debt, and it would have significantly changed where I'd be now.
Yeah. I don't regret it either. And for some people and for some professions, obviously it makes sense to go to college. I'm really appreciative that my doctor went to college.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to dog on anybody going to college or not. But what I am saying is that that's just another piece of advice that some people listen to, some people shouldn't have, some people should have. But at the same time, if you just have a plan, if you just have a good plan in place that you're working, no matter how much you're making, you can eventually start to get ahead. You can eventually build toward the life of your dreams that you want. You shouldn't expect everything to happen right away. The way you quit smoking cigarettes is you quit smoking cigarettes one cigarette at a time. You don't smoke one, then you don't smoke one, then you don't smoke one, and eventually you have quit smoking. The way you lose 50 pounds is by losing a pound at a time. You start losing a pound, you start losing a pound, then all of a sudden you've lost the 40 or 50 pounds that you want. But you have to make a continued progress. If you can't run a mile, start by walking a mile. Put a plan in place, work toward that goal. And what I'm trying to say is that the sooner you start working toward those goals, the sooner you're going to accomplish that goal. Kyle, when you tell people that today is 30 years ago for your kids, how does that make them feel? What kind of reaction do you get from that?
It's usually a realization, because that's kind of what it is. It's a realization of going, where would my mom and dad be when I start that? Where would my mom and dad be right now if they'd have learned what I'm learning 30 years ago? Where would I be if they would have learned that? And then it's just going, oh my gosh, how much better off are my kids going to be because of what I'm learning right now? And I think sometimes it's equal parts excitement and equal parts just, I don't know if shock's the right word, but it's just coming to that realization that they can have not only a difference on their own lives, but on their kids' lives.
So for anyone listening right now that's thinking, learning, 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 you just keep hearing this phrase being said over and over again, and you're thinking to yourself, well, where am I going to learn this? Okay, we're on the radio right now. We get the radio show once a week for an hour in between breaks, so it's not really a full hour. So what do you have to do? Where can you go to actually learn this stuff? Pull out your phones or remember this, but I recommend pull them out right now and look up Debt Free for Good on Facebook. Find them on Facebook, because what they're doing is they're going to create content, and they've already started doing this, teaching you all for free these financial lessons that they're talking about that is changing their lives and creating generational wealth for their families and have already changed their family trees, as well as success stories from clients that they've helped. You'll be able to get free access to this on Facebook because it's free. It's great. And you'll be able to learn and share it. So for those of you that are listening and saying, I really want my kid to see this, or my grandkid, tag them. It's an easy way for you to continue this education frequently instead of always waiting once a week to get some type of education. You can start now and really pound it out. And always feel free to direct message them and reach out for a free consultation. They absolutely love helping people be able to put together a debt-free plan and a strategy, as well as just a plan in place to create, like we said, this generational wealth. So again, Facebook, Debt-Free for Good.
Look for the pig.
You know, Jordan, talking about these two guys here, one of the reasons that I really wanted to come and work with them, one of the things that attracted me to them is their teacher's spirit. Just sitting down, I asked a whole lot of questions. I wanted to know the ins and outs. And they were just so willing to answer my questions, to explain things to me sometimes on more than once. It can be complicated. But just that willingness to teach people really made me want to get on board with them and help teach more people. I would say that would probably be my biggest draw to you guys, other than, you know, hey, come here, let me show you something cool.
Well, that is one of the main reasons why Kyle and I do this, not only because we love helping people, but one of the reasons that we love sitting down and educating people, new people, is because our friends and family are so sick of hearing about it. We need new people that we can nerd out on so that we don't keep ruining every party we go to when someone says, oh, hey, check out the new car I got. Well, actually, your interest rate is really this and this and this. So please, for the sake of our family and friends, come sit with us, like us on Facebook, comment, ask questions.
Well, here's a good reason why. It's free. I don't know why I have to keep saying this, but I'm just going to say it again. It's free. And the reason why you need to hear that right now, for those of you listening to the radio, just hear that. It's free. And here's why. There are a ton of financial gurus that sell programs. Your church has probably asked you a couple times to join some type of debt-free program that's $150, $200 to join. You don't need to do that, because somebody else can help you for free. That's the whole reason why they're here and they want to give back to the Dayton community. But we're going to take a break here real quick. We'll be right back to continue this conversation. Again, you're listening to Debt Free for Good on AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk.
Warm weather's arriving, and you're in the midst of deciding where to get your next new vehicle so you can hit the road in style. It has to be fun for the family and fulfill your work and recreation needs. It's time to find new roads at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg, the home of great deals, no doubt, every day. You'll find a big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks, among their hundreds of trucks, plus a great selection of GM-certified program vehicles. Dave will tell you, the buying experience is easy.
There are no hassles, plus you'll spend a minimum time at the dealership and get the great price for the vehicle you want.
Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started, and go to DaveKehlChevrolet.com to find out more. Time to find new roads and join thousands of customers who have found the best place to get their next new or used vehicle is Dave Kale Chevrolet in Mechanicsburg.
1290 and 95.7 WHIO is part of the iHeartRadio network.
You can hear 1290 and 95.7 WHIO anywhere, anyplace, anytime on your smartphone or any other device. It's easy and it's free. Just download the iHeartRadio app and look for WHIO in Dayton. Then you'll be able to hear us around the world, the station that the Miami Valley relies on for news, weather, and traffic.
1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Heard everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Dean's Landscaping can transform your property into something truly amazing. With over 23 years' experience, Dean's will enhance your space utilizing a combination of attractive pavers, decorative concrete, walls, water and fire features, outdoor structures, lighting, and much more. Visit deanslandscaping.net or call today for an estimate, 999-6363. Use code RADIO for 10% off your next project. And due to our continued growth and success, we currently need qualified people to join our hardworking team.
When the waves of retirement planning come crashing in, you need somewhere safe to go.
Hi, I'm Gary Sickles. Our team at Safe Harbor Retirement Group will guide you through those rough waters. We will show you how to maximize Social Security benefits, minimize your taxes, and lower your market risk. Visit SafeHarborOH.com and schedule a complimentary strategy session with me, SafeHarborOH.com.
The recent storms were historic. Maxim Roofing reminds you, beware of storm chasers from outside the Dayton area looking to profit at your expense. Know who you're dealing with and who you can trust. Maxim Roofing is a Dayton-owned company that your neighbors have trusted since 1998. They were here before the storms, and they'll be here after the storms. Maxim Roofing is ready with 24-hour emergency roof repairs. Let Maxim Roofing assess the damage and guide you through the insurance process. Call 937-256-4240 or go to MaximRoofing.com.
As we celebrate 40 years serving our local community, Marks would like to thank you for being such a loyal customer. We strive to offer an affordable way for Ohio families to shop. We are glad to be Ohio-owned and Ohio-proud.
Thank you!
This is Rick Moody, your commercial real estate connection for the Dayton region. For leasing, buying, selling of office, retail, industrial, or warehouse space, contact me at Coldwell Banker Commercial Heritage. This is Rick Moody. I am your place for space.
For a bathroom you'll love, call Rebath 937-755-1712. From a fresh tub and shower update to a complete remodel, get $750 off a bathtub or shower replacement. Call Rebath 937-755-1712.
Of showers and a few thunderstorms possible today with highs in the middle 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Wright-Eggs on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back this afternoon to Debt Free for Good here in Dayton. You're listening to AM 1290 News 95.7 on WHIO. And we've been talking about why you should care about debt. But more importantly for this last segment, what is going to motivate you today to be the person in your family to drastically change your family's future generational wealth and tree? So what do you guys think it's going to be?
Well, you know, I've heard people say a lot of times, and I've said it a lot myself, and it's usually like younger people when they say it, you know, because they see a neighbor with a snowmobile and they don't have one. But like, man, I wish I had a rich uncle. Like, I wish I had a rich grandpa or something. Like, I wish someone in my family had left me money. And yeah, sure. I mean, you can wish that. That's cool. That's normal. That'd be awesome. I wouldn't mind. What if you were that rich uncle or you were that rich grandpa? What if you were the person that decided to do that? You know, maybe you don't get to reap the benefits of it right away, other than the joy that that could bring to making sure that maybe your children are the first children in your family that get to go to college without burdening college debt. Or maybe you're the ones that can help them put a down payment in a house or pay for a nice wedding or family vacations elsewhere. But what if you decided that instead of wishing that you had a rich family member, what if you just became the family member that was able to pass that on? And you don't have to be super rich to do that. You don't have to build up a gigantic fortune. But what if you were the person that planned well enough that you could take your entire family on a vacation every year or every couple years? What if you were the person that decided that you were going to be the first person in your family to have a paid off house and not have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck. Many people are in generational poverty. A significant portion are in generational poverty.
I think it's hard for some people to visualize what it would mean for them to be financially wealthy, what it would mean for them to be successful there. And that's okay. Even if you have the inkling of a dream, come on in. We'll help bring that dream into focus so they can really show you a path to get you there. You don't maybe have to be able to dream about Bentleys or what is it, Audi 500s, 5,000, I don't know, whatever Jordan's car is. But
you're totally clueless on this.
Oh, I have no idea. That's not what I know.
That was a bad joke. Sorry.
But I guess my point is that if you even want to know what it could look like, come talk to us. They gave me a path, showed me how to do it. I'm going to be better off than I ever thought I would possibly be. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to pay for my kid's college without having to worry about student loan debt for him when he gets out of school. I mean, it really was life-changing. And when we first sat down, I don't think I really knew what I was getting into. I don't think I really knew or could articulate what I wanted my dream life to be financially.
Oh, no.
Not at all. Not as dark
well,
as
how,
things
why
were there.
Should you have known that? You didn't know what was possible.
I didn't. I had no idea.
And that's a lot of people we talked to that didn't know what was possible. And there was a time when we didn't know what was possible. But at the same time, Ashley, I want to ask you a question. Kyle and I have said this a couple of times. Imagine what that today is 30 years ago for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we keep saying that. Now, there's no magic number behind 30 years. That was just a number that Kyle said and I latched on to. And I don't want to give people the idea that this is going to take 30 years. It doesn't. So for those that have latched on to that, now that we've given them that number, what number was your 30 years, Ashley? What was your, how many years until you're out of debt while you're building your generational wealth?
5.6.
5.6 years. That's a lot better than 30, isn't it?
I'm going to be 4 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're celebrating the anniversary of your 25th birthday, right?
But it'll be before my child gets into high school.
Right. Right. So you're going to be in that position in that period of time. Now, all of a sudden, it's a lot easier to start visualizing 5.6 years instead of 30, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Because I know we've all seen at least 30 years. Did you, boy, you blink and it's there, isn't it?
True.
You know, the first 18 years are the longest half of your life. Like that's just a fact. Now, all of a sudden, boom, 2019. What if you had started this 5.6 years ago?
No kidding.
Yeah, you'd be out of debt right now. And I mean, you've
heard...
Well,
the time's going to pass anyway.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. 20 or 30 years is going to pass anyway. Do you want to be in a better position or do you still want to be battling the same issues you're fighting now?
So if you're ready to take the first step, if you're ready to quit smoking figuratively, if you're ready to lose the weight, if you're ready to start training for a marathon... this is a lot less sweaty. So what I want you to do, I want you to do a couple things. I want you to go like our Facebook page and comment on the post at the top that just says, I'm ready. All right. It's Debt Free for Good on Facebook. Comment, I'm ready. And join us next Sunday, same time, same channel, AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. This is Jeremy Adam with Debt Free for Good. Thanks.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.